mind one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds, Mind Empowering Faith Series. This is Jessica. I'm here with Akina. How are you doing tonight, Akina?
I am good. How about yourself, Jessica?
I am doing awesome, and I'm so excited about our topic for tonight, which we'll really just jump right into. So tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about finding strength in times of difficulties and finding a way to be a victor over any situation in your life. One of the things that I hear people often talk about is how they wish that their life was easier. They wish that situations that would just go away, and you know, they wish that certain things never happened to them. And I was thinking about it. I've been praying about it a lot recently, and I've really learned to understand and appreciate that every time that we have a difficult situation in our life, it's an opportunity for us to really rely on God's strength and to really demonstrate His strength to the world through our actions and through the situations in our life. And that's what we really want to talk about tonight. So why am I talking about this, right? And, you know, that's a good question. So for me, as many of you know, over the past few months, I've been struggling with some health issues. And someone had asked me, you know, just the other day, would you go back, and if you could, you know, if you could go back and you can say, okay, this just never happened, if you could wipe out every memory, would you? And I started to think about it, and right, it would be so easy to say, okay, you know, and I want to be healed, so certainly I don't want to have health struggles. So moving forward, if someone said, you know, you can get rid of all the struggles that you have right now, moving forward, I would take it in an instant. But would I go back and say, okay, well, I wish none of this had ever happened? And the truth is, no, I wouldn't. And the reason is that you are a product of your circumstances. And oftentimes when we grow the most and when we really get to be who we are, a lot of our strength, it comes from our difficult times. And that's something I really wanted to impress upon our audience tonight, and I really wanted to share, because from the bottom of my heart, one of the things that I do every day is I actually thank God for my struggles. And a lot of people think, okay, well, why are you thanking God for your struggles? Right? That sounds a little nutty. Why? Or don't you ask God to take them away? Here's one of the things that I know is that, and I don't have any kids, but one of the things I know is that the only thing worse than suffering yourself is to watch your child suffer. We are all children of God. We are made in His image. He loves us more than we could ever possibly know or understand. He loves us more than we love ourselves. And in for Him to watch us suffer, for Him to watch us be in pain, to watch us struggle, whether it's hurting, you know, physical pain or being sick, or if there's a situation in our life where someone's persecuting us, maybe someone at work, maybe a relationship, it hurts Him more than it hurts us. And I thank Him for allowing me and loving me enough to allow me to be in the situation to make me stronger, to make me the person that I'm required to be, to live the life that I want to live. And I also thank Him for trusting me enough to be able to use me to do those things and to do whatever it is that I want to do. And so I thank God for my strength. In Psalm 27:1, it says, find your strength in God. For me, I know that no matter what situation I'm in my life, that I can always find strength in Him, that nothing that I go through, He's not going to take me. He's not going to take me through anything. Anytime there's any difficulty or situation, He's always going to pick us up and bring us through it. What do you think about that, Akina?
You know, as you were speaking, something came to my mind. You know, how would you answer that question, Akina? Would you take the things you have done in your life, would you take it back if you were given an opportunity? And I do believe I have to answer the same way. I have to say no, because the things that I went through shaped me into the person that I am today. Bruises, scars, and all made me the person who I am today, gave me the skill set that I have today, gave me the faith I have today, gave me the power I have today, and gave me the strength I have today. If I didn't have those war wounds, then I wouldn't have the strength that I have now. I wouldn't have the ability to reach back into my arsenal, as you say, and be able to pull out the things that I need in different situations that come up in my life now. You know, and you made a great point about that, Jessica. You know, we need to be thankful for those things that we went through. I don't think that's crazy at all, because those are the things that build our arsenal. Those are the things that take us, help us go to that next level, because we are going to continually be tested. And this time, we may have went through that thing before or something similar, but now we have that tool that we can just reach back to. Oh, I remember this. You know, let me reach back in that arsenal and go get that. Let me go reach back in that arsenal and let me help fix that. And you're not without your armor anymore, you know. And I think that that is so wonderful that God gives us those scenarios in life to get us ready. And he usually gives us to us in a smaller taste, because the second time or the third time around, it comes back bigger and better. And, you know, he gives you a taste of how it could be so that you're ready when it is. Does that make sense, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely, and I love that. And one of the things we never really know and understand is what God's preparing us for. Sometimes he knows we have to go through a certain struggle in order to gain the skills and gain the character and the habits and the mindset that are going to serve us later in life. And it's often said, and if you read the book, The Alchemist, right? What it teaches is that many, many people, they give up on their dreams just when it's hardest, just when they're receiving their test, just when they're about to explode, just when God's about to magnify something in their life, when they're about to realize their dreams and everything's about to work out, they give up. And it's oftentimes just because in order to do something great, and everyone on this call, you know, you're listening in because, like Akeem and I, you want to do something great. You said, I'm not accepting mediocrity. I know I'm meant for something better. I know I serve a God who wants me to live an abundant life, right? It tells you in the Bible, to him who's given, more will be required. So we have stepped up and we said, okay, we want more. We want to be trusted with more. We want to create an impact. We want to create a legacy. Well, in order for that to happen, there has to be a certain set of skills, a certain mindset, a certain character, a certain degree of strength that we're required to have, because that's what is ultimately going to give us that success. And oftentimes that strength is developed through trials. So a lot of times it's easy to know something, but it's difficult when you're going through the situation to really understand how to apply it and to remember it. And we can sit here and we can recite verses all day, every day, right, that talks about God giving us strength. In Exodus 5:2, it says, the Lord is my strength. In Philippians 4:17, it says, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. So there's many, many verses that talk about strength. And Timothy 4:7 says, the Lord gave me my strength. But how do we find that strength of God when we are in those difficult situations? For me, and I did a quick study of the Bible, and I put together three things that we're supposed to do when we're going through that difficult situation. And I want you to, and Akeena talked about armor, I want you to pay attention to these three different things, because it's really important, because no matter who we are, we're going to find ourselves in a situation at one point or the other where we are in a trial, and maybe it's going to be an illness. Maybe someone in your family is going to, you know, just create a difficult situation for you. I know my family's not perfect. I go through those things too. And it's about having that armor, about knowing and being equipped what to do before it happens, so that when it does happen, then you're prepared. And I love that image, Akeena, of that armor, that arsenal. It's that tool belt. And we're going to give you three tools to put on your belt tonight. So the first tool, in order for God to give you his strength, it comes from 1 Chronicles. It says, seek the Lord and his strength, and seek his presence continually. When you're seeking God, and you're seeking God all the time, even when you're in a difficult situation, you're going to find his strength. And that's one of the things that people often forget. And that looks like prayer. That looks like going to your fellow Christians and talking with them and asking them to pray for you and ask them to do Bible studies with you. Do devotionals. Meditate and pray every day. For me, the first and last thing I do every day because I spend time with God. I spend time in meditation. And Akina can tell you that there's oftentimes I've come to her and say, Akina, let's read about in the Word about this today. Let's talk about this. Let's pray about this. And find those people, find that support system. You know, whether or not you go to church, I know I often, for a long time in my life, I didn't attend church, and I've recently started going to church again. But whether you do choose to go to an organized religion or not, it's important to have spiritual people. And it's not really accountability partners, but it's people that you can go to as a support system, and everyone really needs that. Akina, what are some of the ways that you find that you see God in your own life?
Jessica, you know, I definitely meditate. I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I pray. I center myself. Also, when I'm working out, you know, my workout is not as extensive as yours, of course. Mine just consists of me getting on the treadmill or walking around the apartment complex. But while I'm walking, I'm talking to him, you know, in my head. And things are being revealed to me because, you know, as the word says, it's a small, still voice. His voice is a small, still voice, and you have to be quiet and you have to be focused on that voice in order to hear it. And that is the perfect time for me when I'm truly focused, when my spirit is heightened, to hear that small, still voice. And it's amazing how much I can hear from him when I am in that meditational mode. And, you know, I may not like what he has to say, but I know that it's truth. I know that it's power, and I know that I can use it as part of my armor to get through the situation that I'm going through. You know, I totally agree. Jessica does call me a lot of times and say, you know, hey, let's talk about this in the Word. Let's do a Bible study. And, you know, that is very encouraging because, you know, in this world today, it's not too many people you can go to and say, come on, let's pray together. Let's worship together. Let's have that Bible study together. I am so honored to have such a prayer warrior and a prayer partner in Jessica who wants to do those things with me, who wants to talk to me about the Word, who wants to have a discussion. You know, definitely have that circle, you know, that circle that you can go to and speak on that. Of course, my church family, they definitely helped me a lot. I know that in a couple of shows ago, we talked about Jessica being an ordained minister. Well, now I'm going through my ministry and training process now. And so I have the other ministers there that can talk to me and help me through the situation because, you know, they've experienced these, whereas I may have not, you know, or recently. So, you know, having that circle, having that relationship as well with the Father, so important because your first instinct is to fight when the thing happens, when the trial happens. But instead, we're supposed to go in and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And I know that feeling of, you know, oh, sitting back and wait, oh, my goodness, that's not what I want to do. No, it's not what you want to do. But we have to go by his will, and he will tell us when to react, and he will tell us when to wait. And I have experienced that on many occasions. And once I listen to that small, still voice, I've always come out in better in the end. What about you, Jessica?
Yeah, I agree with that. And one of the things that I just want to encourage everyone to really do is to see the Lord every day. And a lot of times people think, well, you know, so when you're talking about seeking God, when it's about when you have a question, when you do need an answer, when you are struggling. But the bottom line is that you're not going to seek the Lord when you're struggling if you don't seek and spend time with God every day. And it's really, It should be automatic. It should be muscle memory. Don't think that when things are difficult that all of a sudden you're going to know how to pray. You're going to know how to spend time with God. You're going to know how to listen to him. And that is, it's a skill. It's a muscle. And it's something that you should be developing daily. Akina talked about hearing that still, small voice. You know, a lot of people find a difficulty in doing that. And it's through a daily practice that you get good at it. And it truly is a skill to learn to shut down and listen to God as a skill, especially in today's age when we're bombarded with technology and it's just so easy to get distracted. And oftentimes, you know, we have our own guided meditations. And so, you know, I use guided meditations, right? But it's easy sometimes if you're taking time to meditate somewhere, pray somewhere, and you have you're using your phone to do a guided meditation. And then all of a sudden you get a text message and you get a Facebook message. And, you know, you need to look at what your aunt, sister's, brother's, cousin's daughter had for breakfast on her way to gym, right? So it's like you're doing all these different things and it's easy to get distracted, but it's really a skill. And it's one that if you want to be able to do it when things are hard, you should be doing it while things are easy. So that's kind of my last bit of advice on number one, seeking the Lord. The second thing that we want to talk about is trust. And it's really, when I'm talking about this specific type of trust, it's trusting that wherever you are is where you're supposed to be. And in Psalm 37:5, it says, God has a reason for allowing things to happen. We may never understand his wisdom, but we simply have to trust his will. And that's it can be a really challenging thing to do. But trust is one of the most powerful ways to be able to handle any situation. And just knowing that wherever you are is where you're supposed to be is amazing. And know that, like, God loves you. So he's not going to put you in a situation that you're not supposed to be in. He's not going to put you in a situation if there's no benefit to it. Anytime we suffer in this world, it's because he's allowing it. He's allowing it, and there's a way that we can use it to bring us closer to him, and there's a way we can use it for our benefit, and there's a way God is planning and using it for our benefit. Now, it's entirely possible that he can put us in a situation and give us the opportunity to grow and give us the opportunity to learn from it, and we choose something different, right? Because God does give us free will. He doesn't force us to do anything. So some people can go through the same situation and come out with two completely different things. So I, you know, had tumors on my foot, and I came out running, being an ultra marathon runner, an elite athlete. I came out running 30 marathons, and I did all these things. Well, someone else could have just said, well, you know what, I'm going to decide I'm going to drink. I'm going to decide I'm going to self-medicate with alcohol. I'm going to decide I'm going to smoke. I'm decided I'm going to use narcotic painkillers every day, and I'm going to get addicted to that, right? So two people could be in the same situation and do two different things. Now, God knew that this situation he put me in was going to be an opportunity for me to grow. And ultimately, it was my choice whether I wanted to use that and I wanted to trust him, or if I wanted to do my own thing and find my own way out of it. And ultimately, it could have been also my detriment. And that's one of the things I want people to understand. That's why we talked about number one. We put number one, seek the Lord, because if you trust, you're in his situation. And these things are not steps. They go hand in hand. You have to be doing them together. If you trust you're in the right situation and you seek God, he will give you the answer on what you're supposed to do in order to use the situation to the benefit of yourself and the world. And it's so crucial and it's so imperative that you trust where you're supposed to be and that you seek and see what he wants you to do. Akina, what do you think about the idea of distrusting? You know, and I know this is controversial. Not everyone agrees that God is ordained where we're supposed to be all the time, but that's something that I truly believe. What about you, Akina?
Oh, I believe it too. I definitely believe it. That's part of the faith. That's what faith in action. We have to believe and we have to trust that he's leading us in the right path. We may not know the end result, only he knows the end result. We just know the steps that he's telling us to take. And once we trust him and open our hearts and say, I follow you, Lord, that is when we start following the path towards our greater, towards our purpose. And if we steer off that path, that just takes us longer to get to where we're supposed to be in the end. So I definitely believe in the trust factor. And it's hard. It is hard. Believing in something you can't see, can't touch, you can feel. But believing in something that's not necessarily tangible is hard for many people. It is hard for many people. But, you know, at the end of the day, that is when your faith is truly working. When you put your life in the hands of a master, that's when you have said, okay, I surrender this. I surrender this. I know I am not the be-all, do-all. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You know where you're leading me. And I have to be strong enough in my faith, strong enough in my power to know that I am going on a path that is meant for me. You know, Jessica, that is a wonderful topic. Number two is awesome because trust is so hard to get and so easy to lose. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand how fragile that trust can be. And you are making, a lot of people are making true sacrifice when they trust because that trust is so fragile. But when you put your trust in his hand, you have made an awesome and powerful sacrifice for the your better. So what's the next topic, Jessica? I'm so excited. This one was awesome.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah, and so number three, in Proverbs 16:3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. And that's where it goes beyond faith. And you talked about that faith in action. It's when you're going through something, commit to whatever outcome that you want, whatever outcome you desire, whether you're in a broken relationship, whether you're on a verge of divorce and you commit to maintaining that marriage, whether or not you're in a financial situation and you're destitute and you don't know what to do, commit to starting a new business and creating extra income. Whatever it is in your life, commit to being healthy, commit to being whole. When you commit to it and you act on it, and it goes back to that trust. It goes back to that seeking God. When you're seeking God daily, you're trusting he has you where he needs you to be. You're trusting that he's going to help you to succeed. Commit to him. Commit to yourself. Commit to the world. Commit to your vision and commit to your purpose and act on it. You know, faith is not just a word. Faith is an action. You know, faith is not a, I mean, people say faith is a noun. If you look in the dictionary, they'll say faith is a noun. I disagree. I think faith is a verb. Faith is not something we say. It's something we do. You can say, I have faith, I have faith, I have faith. But truth, right? Jesus says that you're by their fruit, you'll know them. If you truly have faith, you're going to be in constant motion towards your goals. And the Lord will help you see you through it. You know, Jesus always says, by your faith you're healed, by your faith, right? But it's about taking that action and making it real, taking the steps that are required to get out of whatever situation that you're in and knowing that he will help you do it. And be, like, diligent about it and be in integrity. If you say you're going to do something, do it every time. When you start saying you're going to do things and then you don't do them, you're out of integrity. You're teaching God that what you say doesn't matter. He stops listening to you. You know, when you say, okay, I'm gonna meet this deadline, and you say, okay, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna exercise. Okay, I'm gonna eat healthy, and instead, you know, you're turning in things late, and you're sleeping in, and pressing snooze 12 times, and you know, you're going to the McDonald's drive-thru every night for dinner instead of being healthy. And God's just gonna say, okay, well, you don't really want this, right? You're sending mixed signals, and he's going to stop. He's going to stop supporting you because you're not doing the actions that's required. And he doesn't just come into our life and use a magic wand. He supports our commitment. He helps, and he magnifies our commitment. Anything we're committed to do, he takes every action that we take, every step that we take, and he magnifies it so it has a greater impact for our own success and for our lives and to enrich the lives of others. But it has to be backed up by action. It has to be backed up by action. And being in integrity with your word and committing to what you do is one of the fastest ways to create that relationship. What do you think about that, Akina?
You know, when you were speaking about that faith and action, you know, that brought up the story of Jericho for me. You know, they had been given the city, but then they lost the city. But then he gave them a chance to get it back. But they had to put some skin in the game. You know, they had to put some action to it. They had to walk around the city for 7 days, and then on the seventh day, walk around seven times and then blow the horn, and then the walls came down. Now, when he told them that, he didn't tell them what was going to happen. He just told them to go do these things. And I'm sure that they were like, what is this all about? What is this all about? But they did it. And they reaped a reward. You know, sometimes God just tells you what you need to do. He doesn't necessarily tell you what the reward is going to be because he wants you to see how much you want the situation, you know, how much faith you have in the, how much investment you have in this game. And, you know, just like the lepers, you know, they wanted to have the spots off of them, but he said, you have to go here and do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this. And then, you know, you will reap your reward. And some of them went and did it, all but one, and they reaped their reward, and that one did not. You know, because you have to have faith. You have to have the faith. You have to put it in action. You have to do the steps that it takes to do in order for you to activate the blessing. And, you know, and there's numerous other stories in the Bible that speaks just this about the faith in action. But the point of it is that he just needs to know that you are ready, you're willing, you're able to do what he needs you to do in order for you to be where you need to be. And that makes perfect sense. You know, Jessica, that one was also an awesome topic. That was an awesome one. You know, people need to know, we all need to know that the faith is a verb and not a noun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to wrap up our call for tonight, and really this is a teaching. We want to summarize the three things for you, and that's to seek the Lord every day, trust you are where you are for a reason, and commit to whatever situation it is that you want to be in. So on that note, Akina, is there anything you want to share with our audience? Maybe tell them where they can get a replay of the podcast if they want to hear this again.
Well, certainly, Jessica. You know, if something resonated with you tonight, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I always end my portion of the podcast the same way. And just to let you know, we love you. We're so grateful for you. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your journey and guide you. Please reach out to us. Let us know if there's anything you want us to cover. God bless. Make it a really powerful week. And we'll be with you again on Tuesday for Empowering Mindset Series at 8 p.m. Just want to announce again, remind everyone who listens in live, that starting in April, we will be moving our series back to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, on that note, and also we have a brand new series on Wednesday, another fun announcement. The first time we're announcing this on the call, starting this Wednesday, we're going to start it at 9 p.m., but starting this Wednesday, we're going to be having a brand new series called Unlocking Your Code, and we're going to be co-hosting that with the amazing Lisa DeMeo. So you guys are in for a treat. We started off with this call. Some people listening to this might have started with the very beginning as one call a week. Then we went to two calls a week. We went to three calls a week. And now we have four calls every week, which is just amazing and such a privilege and honor. On Sunday nights, you're going to find us at 9 p.m. for our Empowering Faith Series. On Tuesday nights, you're going to find us at 9 p.m. for our Empowering Mindset Series. Wednesday, we have this special series, Unlocking Your Code. And Thursdays, we're going to have our Empowering Women series at 9 p.m. like we normally do. So I'm super excited. So everyone, have a great night. God bless. And we look forward to connecting with you guys again. Good night, Akina.
Good night, everyone.